Not sure what happened here, but that's okay. Do you not miss it? Okay, it's about to be live. Remember, focus on that one. Hey, thank you for watching and listening to the Ultra Perform Show, the show about performing your best in business and life. That's the Ultra Perform Show, performing your best in business and life. Today I got Tony Themakis, right?
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's a professional hypnotist, a native of Utah, and has a bachelor's of science in psychology from the University of Utah and his master's in business from the University of Phoenix. And he is a
professional hypnotist.
He's a professional hypnotist. And I've actually been hypnotized by him before because I was somewhat of a skeptic, but I'm not a skeptic anymore.
Perfect.
So tell us a little bit, how did you get to hypnotism from being a psychologist? You're looking at psychology.
Psychology is what I majored in school, learned how to deal with people, do a lot of things. Hypnosis at the time was a process that was taught, but it was very slow and very cumbersome. So I didn't do much with it other than self-hypnosis, training myself to do better at school, being able to, you know, go with little sleep, work, do everything else people needed to do. Most students can relate. It's not just go to school. It's go to school and work and study and get everything done and party and do all those other fun things.
You party too?
Oh, sure. You got to have time to party. That's,
always, right? Yeah.
Life's too short not to enjoy all of it completely. But you do need to set your priorities and work through. And for me, hypnosis helped get it done. I did a lot more as I got older. Dropped off using it for a long time, again, other than sleeping and studying and getting myself prepared. And then the last 5 years, gone back into it very heavily. My son and I needed something to do together, and we've learned to grow and expand. He needed some help with some healing, and it worked with that and change. And then we opened an office in Holiday, actually the first time, three of us, and we had good turnout, good results, but the space was too small, so we opened a bigger space. We now have classrooms and training facilities, multiple hypnotists and other energy healers that come into our facility.
That's great. What are some of the results you've seen from hypnotism?
I've seen people improve their golf games, play better soccer, changing, stop smoking, being able to confidently talk in front of audiences, which sounds like no big deal, but a lot of people panic over it, do better in school. Yeah, all of you out there. But sports enhancement's a big part of what we do, being able to sleep at night, being able just to be calm and at peace, helping people so they get rid of their migraines. And we don't get rid of them. We just stop them from occurring, give people the opportunity to recognize symptoms and prevent them from coming on. There's a lot we can do. A lot of it depends on what your goals and ideals are. Stop smoking is really common. I mean, a lot of celebrities have used it if you stop and think about it in the past. One of the ones that comes to mind for me that I never would have considered was Kevin Costner. If you saw Waterworld, he had extreme motion sickness. Can you imagine doing a movie where all of the time is spent on something that bobs in the water when you get sick whenever it happens? And he used hypnosis to get over it. Again, hypnosis is used for a lot of things. Stuttering, stopping stuttering, being able to speak clearly.
Now, how many, for Kevin Costner, how many...
Sessions
did he have, do you know?
It was 4 to 6 sessions. It's not a long time. It's fairly rapid. My guess is 2, and then they just kept following up while he was on stage. Several actors have used hypnosis to memorize entire scripts in short periods of time. I can't remember the name of the actress, but she was brought from Hollywood to Broadway to replace an accident. The leading person had passed away. And she had 3 days to learn all of it. And she memorized the entire script with the help of a hypnosis coach in 3 days, not just her lines, but everybody. So she knew what was going on in sets. So it's amazing for increasing your memory, your focus, and concentration.
Wow. So what? No, no, no. Keep going. You've got lots of time.
Okay.
So what are you really doing this? I mean, what really, like, at core got you to want to? Because I felt like when we did the first session, I felt like you cared. Why is it that you're doing this, really?
I love to watch people actually get over things they think they couldn't ever get over. Seeing somebody who's 50 years old that feels like they can't talk in front of their peers, and then have them stand up, make a presentation, and walk away feeling wonderful. Seeing somebody who's angry all the time, learn how to, you know, set a trigger, and all of a sudden the anger's gone. They can deal with it. And they've done this for years, not just a few days. And a lot of times it's one or two sessions, and they come back and go, you know, I've been angry my whole life, and now I am calm and at peace. It's recognizing the abilities that everybody has within them and watching them utilize them to become what they really want to be. I mean, that's the most important part, at least for me.
Well,
and I've seen changes instantly, calm, relaxation. I actually had a gentleman come to my office this week. He's got migraines. And what he told me was, you know, I don't know if it's bad. I have a headache right now and I haven't taken any of the drugs. And I went over, I says, our goal is to have no drugs. I mean, the idea here is not to have you use this once in a while, but to take the place of all the chemicals. And I said, so having a headache is not a problem.
What about depression? Different people deal with depression all the time. I know I have. I don't know what I've done to get over it. I mean, it still shows up for me, but it doesn't. I go, okay, yeah, I'm depressed, and then I move on. That wasn't the case today, but things come up.
Sure. Depression is part of what you focus and concentrate on. We change and allow you to utilize your abilities to focus on the things that make you feel better so that you're not focused on being depressed. You're actually focusing on the positive outcomes that are going to happen when you do things right. And we do so many things right, but we learn to focus on the bad ones. And a lot of that's parental training. You know, you could have done better. You know, I can't believe you only got a B. You could have got an A. You should have done more work. And we grade people. We create the problem and then wonder why people behave the way they do. But depression is a clinical term. So technically, I can't tell you I can cure depression and I can't cure anything. But I can help you change to deal with the situation so that you see it in a light that's no longer depressing.
Yeah, I have those rules too for my supplements. I forget how that works.
Well,
other services also.
Yeah, we have to be careful what we say. For instance, pain is a diagnosis. So I can help you control your perception of pain, but directly I can't do anything with it, at least as far as the state's concerned.
No.
So you can walk away with the ability to no longer hurt, and, you know, to feel comfortable and be able to do your life, but we can't, you know, cure, diagnose, or treat.
Yeah, and that's pretty standard of anything. Yeah. Now, I was asking, like, you were telling me, is it sports? They use hypnosis too?
Sure.
How is it that something like, and share with that, but how is it something like that so widely used, but not accepted in a way at the same time?
It's widely used, but it's not widely acknowledged. I mean, hypnosis has been used in sports going back to Muhammad Ali fighting in his championship fights. When he lost his first fight, Norton beat him. Sorry, I have to stop the beat here. The gentleman who beat him had gone to hypnosis sessions, and what he'd gone for was not to win the fight, but to throw two punches to everyone Ali threw. So he won on points.
Whoa.
He didn't win the fight, but he won on points because every time Ali threw a punch, he threw two. And when Ali found out, what he did was set up to, that he would go back to being the best and he was going to knock him out. So he took back his title. But these two gentlemen fought with hypnosis to get farther. Chicago White Sox, 1966, the entire team was hypnotized. Currently, right now, the Jazz are being hypnotized. And a shameless plug to a friend of mine, Justin Trance, is the one doing the hypnosis. He takes on the NBA and gets players to perform at their best 99% of the time instead of 80 or 70%. So you enter the zone that athletes want to be in. You can enter deliberately and block everything else out.
Well, that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. So why do you think it's not as accepted as it could be? Like, I always wonder, we have all these other things available to us. why isn't there a hospital set up that has hypnosis and whatever else you want in there?
It could all be set up.
It's all healthy. You know what? I'm going to send you the hypnosis and see if that works for you.
We are getting more of it happening across the U.S. It's more prevalent in the United Kingdom, Britain, England, Australia. Part of it is the mentality in the United States is I want to take a pill and get better.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take 10 pills. Okay, that doesn't work. We'll take 10 more. And what I'm taking pills for now is the side effects of the pills I took the first time get better at this. I've seen that
with my dad, too.
Yeah, we don't focus on healthy eating and maintaining mental states that are appropriate. In the United Kingdom, they found that mindfulness eliminated most truancy problems or problems within the school.
Mm.
They didn't have to send kids out and get them out of class. What they could do is just get them to be mindful and be calm. But it's not a normal state. Think about what we do to kids. Sit down, shut up, listen. You have to take in everything I do. We don't learn that way.
Mm.
So we fight the way we normally learn, and then we punish kids who don't fall into the mold. And then we want to know why they have problems. Well, they didn't have problems. We just failed to recognize the best way for them to learn. And this isn't new. I mean, you go back into the 50s, and we know that some people learn better with physical movement. Some learn better by hearing. Some learn better by seeing. And some learn the best by utilizing all of them.
Sure, sure.
But a teacher teaches on the way that's most convenient. So we create some of our own problems. And why isn't it recognized? I think it's beginning to be more so. Most of the medical professionals that I've talked to are more open to the possibility. I mean, I hear the conspiracies that Big Pharma doesn't want it to change and the medical profession doesn't want it to happen, but most of them are buried. Most doctors that you go to, it's hard to get an appointment. You know, so if they could find a way that worked for you, they're likely to recommend it. But a lot of hypnotists are afraid to approach them. They're afraid to say, I can help. Or, you know, maybe I can help with a piece of it. It's not that I can fix everything. If your leg's broken, don't go to a hypnotist. I'm sorry. You know, there's not much
I can do.
You can help them
with the pain.
Yes.
Your leg's still broken.
Yes. I don't want you walking on the broken leg. I mean, we can help you heal faster. The research shows if you have hypnosis prior to going to surgery, you heal twice as fast as if you don't. Well, think about it for just a minute. What the hypnotist does is relax you. And if you're relaxed and calm when you go in for surgery and there's no tension within you, the surgery doesn't do as much damage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like it's magic. It's just that you don't hurt as many pieces of the body. And then if you do hypnosis afterwards, your body knows how to relax. All we need to do is teach you to stop doing everything else so it can do its job.
Mm-hmm.
And you heal faster.
Mm-hmm.
And again, research is pretty high on it. It shows what's great. Pain, healing more rapidly. Confidence, sleeping better. Everybody needs to sleep, right? It's not a good thing not to sleep.
No.
And, Winston Churchill, people don't know that he used hypnosis triggers during World War II. He had two triggers. One so he could drop off into sleep and go deeply into sleep, and the other was to stay awake and be alert.
Hmm.
And they claim he didn't sleep during World War II. Well, it's not true. He just could take a 10-minute nap and give his body 45 minutes or an hour recovery, and he could do that multiple times. So it's just not recognized. I think people are starting to accept it more. They're accepting the fact that hypnosis is a powerful tool, and it utilizes the body's natural resources.
Why do we need hypnosis? Why can't we just be that way? Like, why do we need to be hypnotized to get 10 minutes and feel like it's 45? Why can't we just tell ourselves, hey, I'm going to go to sleep for 10 minutes, it's going to feel like 45, or I'm going to achieve this goal, or I'm going to stop smoking, or whatever it might be.
Conscious thought, it takes in small amounts of information and tries to override underlying programming. The underlying programming is what keeps us doing things automatically. You learn to ride a bicycle, you program balance and pedaling. You program being able to talk to somebody and still be able to pay attention to your surroundings. If you constantly had to think about that, it would never become a pleasant experience.
Mm.
So we create that mentality. Well, that's great. Now you get on a motorcycle and you ride around and you start talking to somebody and you turn your head and you forget you're doing 80 miles an hour and not 8. Okay, so your subconscious mind has a hard time changing once it's learned something. It doesn't like change because change is uncomfortable. So that's just part of the way we're hardwired to be. If we can drop in with the hypnosis, we can change the hardwiring at the source rather than trying to tap away from the outside.
Why is it sometimes, like, if there's something I'm doing or not doing, I don't know if you have the answer to this. We can move on to psychoanalysis.
Sure.
There's sometimes I can create a thought, apply myself to it, and I do it. And sometimes I can't. It's like, I have to eat that Twinkie, and I don't eat Twinkies, but I have
sure.
to do that task.
Sure.
I have to have two drinks instead of one, or whatever. Like, no, I'm only going to do this. But then I do that instead. Why is it sometimes I'm stronger and sometimes I'm not?
Sometimes
and other people, obviously. When I say me, I know it. You guys struggle with that too.
Trance is a state we go in and out of multiple times a day. It's not I'm constantly in beta, which is, you know, awake. I'm not at awake. It's not a constant sine wave. It's not a constant, you know, amplitude. There's still stages within it. And depending on what you're thinking of and what's going on, you may drop into a more receptive state or move into a higher awareness state. And a lot of it depends on how much sleep I have, what I was thinking about, how prepared I am. Think about even just setting up here. You set up all of this. You didn't have to stop and think about every single thing you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
You knew there were specific tasks that had to be accomplished. And you could talk to me while accomplishing those tasks.
Well,
because
that's because I'm badass.
Yeah, it is. You're badass, and you've done it so many times that you don't have to actually think about each step of the process.
Yeah.
Now, if you were sick and you were feeling under the weather, you still have all that ability, but it's a little harder to bring it to the surface because you have to focus because you're overcoming something else. Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite things is people say we multitask. Multitasking is not really true. I can do things that I've trained my body to do and turn off paying attention to it, and it'll keep doing it.
My other brainwave was operating that,
yeah.
And then I was talking to you.
Right.
Or something.
So, you know, I'm not really multitasking as much as I set up a system and a task, and it's working, and now I'm using the other part of my brain to do something else. But think about if you were trying to read a book and watch a television program.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do two things that require your eyes to do at the same time. You have to do one and then stop and then do the other and then come back. So we're still utilizing resources that based on our input senses that we have, sight, sound, texture, touch, taste, all of those are going on. I mean, you can eat ice cream and enjoy it thoroughly and read a book,
mm-hmm.
but you can't eat ice cream and eat steak at the same time and wonder why the flavors don't blend. You know,
unless that tastes good to
you. Yeah,
maybe you're pregnant or on drugs.
Sure. Normally you have to eat the steak and enjoy
steak
it.
Steak
all
about.
Steak
all about.
Yeah, there you go. We'll try it with
butter,
with caramel and chocolate, yeah, and ketchup.
Something will go
gross.
With the ketchup.
Yeah, plus sugar. But we have different parts of our brain that we can activate and utilize. And being in the zone means focused and paying attention. Everybody here who studied knows there's times they pick up everything. They can learn whatever they need to, and it's really easy. They also know there's times they read the book, they read to the bottom of the page, they get to the bottom of the page and go, what the hell did I just read?
Mm-hmm.
What did it mean? I don't remember a word and have to start over.
You have to reread that page over and over
sure.
again. I hate that.
So if we can...
It's like, focus!
If we can program ourselves so that when it's time to sit down and read, that's what we're really doing. We're not thinking about, I should have had a nap. I really want that chocolate cookie that's still waiting in the fridge. I wasn't going to eat, but it's calling my name. You know, all the other thoughts that are going on, you know, I wish I'd had a date last night. I should have had two more drinks. I shouldn't have had any drinks. You know, whatever the thoughts are, you know, they're all competing for what's going on. If we can just focus on the one thing we need to do and create the mindset of that's what we're going to have to do,
mm-hmm.
it becomes more effective for us. So we're still working within what our body and minds are capable of accomplishing.
So tell us about psychoanalysis and desire.
Psychoanalysis is one of the means of therapy that's been used in the past. It's actually not as common now as it once was, and it's not as effective now as it once was. It was more effective when people weren't as sophisticated and didn't have as much access to information,
mm-hmm.
but it was based on a desire for change, a desire to be healthy, and a desire for somebody else to fix you.
And
you know, lots of desires, but no real, you know, what's really wrong or what the issue is. It's just something has to be, and it worked. And then we moved on to, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy or talk therapies. And those work. We know there's something wrong and we're trying to come up with a solution. And we actually change some brainwave states and talk about what goes on. And it takes a lot more time because we don't relax people quite as much. And we try to uncover everything that might contribute, whether it really does or not, just to make sure we've covered all our bases.
And that's with behavioral.
Yeah. And behavioral therapists want to know why. They want to understand what's going on. And sometimes the client does too. I mean, sometimes it's important. I don't want to discourage that. And it's more effective than psychoanalysis, probably 20 times more effective. And then we get to hypnosis where we pick what we want to fix and change. It's very direct. It's specific to what the change in the outcome is. We know what we're trying to accomplish and it takes less time and effort.
Is it dangerous though?
There's no danger in hypnosis any more than daydreaming. I mean, you wouldn't want to do a hypnosis session while you're driving your car because we ask you to close your eyes. I mean, it's not a good thing to drive with your eyes closed.
But, exactly.
Right. But, you know, as far as any other danger, you won't do anything hypnotized you wouldn't normally and naturally do. Now, for some people, that makes the sky the limit. There's nothing they won't do, and, you know, so they'll do it all under hypnosis. Mm. But for most of us, we have our morals and our cultural upbringing and our belief in the laws and abidance, and we won't do anything that's outside of that. In fact, we won't do anything that makes us uncomfortable. If I asked you to give me your wallet and your credit card and your PIN number, would you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I have it for a week?
No.
No. As long as I can't use it.
For a second.
As long
yeah.
as I can't use it, I can
yeah,
have
but
it.
Yeah, sure. Well,
sure. But most people won't even do that.
The PIN number is
yeah.
Well, I'll get it back.
Yeah, and I won't remember the PIN number anyway. See?
I'm even hypnotized yeah, right now.
Yeah, he believes everything I say, and thank you.
there's a lottery ticket here that I won yesterday.
Oh, good. A lot of money?
$4.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It'll cost you $8 to go cash it?
Next time I'm in Phoenix or something, I'll cash it. If I remember,
yeah.
I have it. Like,
yeah,
oh,
I
forgot that lottery ticket.
I have one in Colorado. I won $8 on it. It'll cost me more money to go get the
$8.
Yeah,
exactly, right?
But again, you don't do anything you wouldn't normally do. And there's a lot of constraints within that. So, no, there's no real danger. It's very safe. There's no side effects. You know, it's not like if I hypnotize you, you have to worry about whether you're going to have diarrhea or constipation or heart palpitations or you could die. I mean, that's the side effects if you read most medicines, you know.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Your
it's
heart
funny
gets
hearing,
off, you could have a stroke.
When you hear an ad at the end of the ad being half the ad is all the side effects that could happen
yeah.
to you.
Yeah. And they're all possible side effects. And they're only the ones they've identified in the study.
That's true.
You know,
that's true. I actually met someone that, I can't remember what it's called, it's a lab.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually test pharmaceuticals that didn't work for the purpose they were created, they're testing it to see what it could work for.
Sure.
And it doesn't have to generate a profit for over 10 years. They have investors that invest, and they don't see anything for over 10 years, which is a long return on investment.
It takes 10 years
but
though, to identify all the possible side
yeah,
effects.
Yeah, and generate, because they spend money like it's out of control. But I was surprised by that. Like, oh. So, okay, this doesn't cure or help diabetes or whatever, but maybe it will be good Viagra. In fact, I think Viagra is that. I think
mm-hmm.
Viagra is a reject of something else.
Sure. The side effect was causing, you know.
Yeah. I think it actually was.
Like
something for high
yeah.
blood pressure
yeah.
or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, side effect of, you know, you have to go find the neighbor and three other people to help you get over your erection. For some people, that's a good thing.
So what is it that you can do for people when they come visit you? Let's say they set up an appointment with you. We'll talk about how to reach you in just a few. But what is it that you want to do for people? What is it that you can do for them?
I've helped people quit smoking. I've helped them get over nervousness, taught them to be calm, to deal with their depression, to be able to recognize when it's time just to let it go and feel comfortable with who they are. I've done erectile dysfunction, helping people. You don't have to take a pill. I mean, unless there's some physical problem or you need a boost in some type of hormone, you can do most of this on your own. Anything that your mind normally covers, we can help with. If you can't swallow, stuttering, I mean, everybody knows Mel Tillis learned to sing so he could get over stuttering. How many of you knew that Bruce Willis stuttered and had to learn hypnosis to stop stuttering to be a movie star?
Well, on Moonlighting or before that?
Before, yeah. I mean, he was a football player prior to that. Didn't matter playing
football.
Oh,
really? Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, pro ball, does. You don't have to be able to speak clearly unless you're the quarterback, right?
That's interesting.
So anything that the mind needs help with, hypnosis can help you do. Getting over fears, you know, a fear of flying or a fear of insects. Any of those fears that really there's no real reason for. Now, when I say eliminate fears, we're not talking about you shouldn't be afraid of being bitten by an angry dog. I mean, you know, you should probably avoid that. But a fear of every time a dog barks, you know, you stress out, you sweat, you can't function. Or a fear of getting on an airplane. Whoopi Goldberg was afraid of flying. Hypnosis helped her get over that. And at the time, she was working between two coasts. You know, it's kind of tough to be afraid to get on an airplane if one day you have to be in L.A. and the next day you have to be in New York City. So regular things that people do is what we can help you do and help you do them and feel more comfortable. One of my favorites is public speaking because people feel I can't talk in public. It stresses me out. But I can talk to my 10 friends, and that's no big deal. You know, we can be in a group and have a great discussion. And what's the real difference?
Instead of being on stage with 1,000 people?
Sure, but you know, you're still talking to a group of people and you either know who they are or you don't, but you're still talking. It's not like there's a big real difference. I mean, there's some perspective change, but all of that can be dealt with. How about reading and retaining what you want to remember? I mean, we can help you retain more with hypnosis what you read so that it's more what you want to do. It's healing, I mean, hot flashes. University of New Mexico did a joint study with the New Mexico State Hospital.
We're changing this up a little bit.
That's okay. On hot flashes. Hot flashes are something that women go through normally. It's a normal part of their biology, and it's not always effective for them to take pills. But they did a study where they used pills and behavioral talk therapy and hypnosis. The pills worked for a short period of time, but the side effects were miserable for the people taking them. The behavioral therapy, the talk therapy worked until they stopped doing it. And when they stopped doing it, then the hot flashes came back. The hypnosis sessions, after 6 months of doing them, worked, continued to work 2 years later. The first two groups requested to have hypnosis done because they didn't want hot flashes. I mean, who wants to be miserable at no command? I mean, who wants a hot flash like they took 10 niacin pills? Just have it go through their whole body.
I'm taking one or two.
Yeah.
A lot.
So, you know, but it works. The effects are working. The amount of research that's going into what hypnosis can and can't do is amazing. Surgeries, total anesthesia. That's actually what it started out as. James Braid found that hypnosis could be used to do surgeries without there being any of the loss of life that occurred when they did hypnosis with no pain control. This is prior to, you know, opiates and whatever else that was going on, but surgeries that could be done and the people lived when they were done. Dentists are now using it throughout California. It's being used to help dental patients feel calm and comfortable in the dentist chair and not need any Novocaine or any other painkillers. And for those of you who've been to the dentist, there's nothing worse than, you know, drooling down the side of your face when you walk away. You can't talk.
I do that all the time. What do you mean? I don't have to go to the dentist for that. I'm all about it.
Yeah. But, you know, to be able to walk away and not have felt any pain at all while you were in the surgeon's chair. I mean, it's really a mindset that happens. Pain is a natural thing that occurs, but how we perceive it is under our control. And everybody's felt pain that seemed excruciating and had something that's exactly the same. They just blew it off and walked away. So we have that ability within us. That's what I like to see happen. I like to see people change and get what they want. I like to see them walk away smiling when they came in depressed, letting pain from emotional trauma wash away and not come back. Grief. I mean, Jackie Kennedy used hypnosis to get over probably the greatest loss a country had. And everybody's watching her. But grief's normal. We have to go through it. It's not an unnatural stage. Everybody loses somebody throughout their life. but you don't have to dwell on it and be stuck with the loss. We can accept it and move on and go back to living our lives fully and completely. That's what I like seeing done.
Well, how, if someone wants to work with you, how do they do that?
Make an appointment. My number is 801-808-1065. You can call and schedule an appointment. First session takes an hour and a half to 2 hours. We get to know each other and make sure that what's going on. If there are subsequent sessions, they take 45 minutes to an hour. And then my goal is to teach you how to do it on your own. I mean, we teach you how to do self-hypnosis so that ultimately you don't need me. I mean, the goal is to teach you what you asked. Why don't we do this on our own? We weren't taught how. We neglected to utilize the resources we had because we were too busy teaching you to live in the box.
Great.
Does that help?
Yeah. Well, and what's your website? We're still on there.
My website is mindbodysoulalliance.com.
Mindbodysoulalliance.com. I'm going to finish this one up.
And again, you can reach me email at tony@mindbodysoulalliance or hypnosisslc@gmail.com. That one might be easier to remember.
Great. And we'll also put that on the show on Facebook and also on the iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, iHeart Radio. I'm just seeing if we have any questions or comments. Doesn't look like we do.
One more thing to bring up. Yeah. I have a friend who's actually created a new program for people who are addicted to game playing. My generation can't visualize people who are addicted to video games. But video games are designed to be addictive. They're designed to keep you going. And I'm seeing people who get divorced, lose their families, their jobs. And this is something hypnosis can help with. Addiction is a habit that can be broken. And while if you have a physical addiction, you need to get over it before we work on the parts that are keeping you addicted, we can help you become and change. We can turn you into a non-smoker. A non-drug user. I can't turn you into a non-eater. Sorry, you do have to,
you
eat.
Have to eat.
Ultimately, you know,
that's your breath and air in. That's a whole other show.
Sure, a breath and air in or a solar eater or whatever they call them. When you get to that point, then you're fine. We don't need any of that. Most of us like eating and we want to continue doing it. But we can help change the way you eat, change your relationship with food, change the way you exercise, or if you want to exercise and enjoy it even more and find a practical use for your skills and allow yourself to be healthier and happier.
Great. Well, thank you guys for watching, even though we had technical difficulties today, and listening to the Ultra Perform Show, the show about performing your best in business and life, available at 5 o'clock on weekdays. And you can find us on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, iHeart, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See you later.
Thank you, Adam.
Bye,
take
guys.
Care. Bye-bye.
And then we just wrap up on all these here. See you guys.
It can be broken. And, well, if you have... At least we caught your phone. It didn't bounce off the floor.
Yeah, good job. And then we're still going audio here, so I'll do the audio. Because I said I'm kick ass. Okay.